Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Ecclesiology. It means words about the ecclesia, which is a group of people. In ancient Greece, it was about civics and politics, a group of citizens. And it is a word that has come to be used in the church to describe the people of God and how they are church and how we relate to each other and to other groups of Christians. Despite the proliferation of denominations, all in various speaking terms with each other, what our ecclesiology must never lose is that we are talking about Christ's body, His church, His people, and that means we believe. As we confess in the Nicene Creed, there is only one church, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. The church will meet the Lord when He reappears. The image is often used of a bride meeting the bridegroom. So in any talk about ecclesiology, this is the foundation, the faith, we must never lose. We like order and structure, and most of us have grown up in a congregation so that we have a bit of an idea how church, the Christian church hopefully, or maybe our denomination, works. And I expect that what we've grown up with is our default position about how congregations should behave and how synods should work. But the Bible doesn't give a great deal of detail how the church should be structured or organized. It seems to me that there are three components to our understanding of church. There is Jesus, there are the people of God, and there are the pastors. If we go back to Jesus' time, there was Jesus, the 12, and the other followers of Jesus. So the question becomes, how do these components relate to each other? Scanning the history of the church and how it is organized, there seem to be two main ways, two hierarchies that have happened. Jesus is at the top in both. He is the Lord of the church, and he then sets up either the ministry out of which comes the people of God, the church, or Jesus sets up the church, and they choose some of their own to be the clergy and do particular things. These hierarchies reveal the authority structures, the polity, and often many of the processes, the way things are done in these denominations. Perhaps you can see your church body in one of those descriptions. However, when we look at Lutheran churches around the world, you will find aspects of both structures. That is because the Lutheran reformers came to see our ecclesiology wasn't so much a hierarchy or a definite polity as a relationship of mutual service with the gospel, the preaching and teaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments as the core. The Reformation wasn't about creating new churches, but about the preaching and teaching of the gospel in response to the hindrance and obstructions put up by the bishops of the day. And then when the Reformed and other church bodies did want to change the organizational structures of the church, the Lutherans needed to understand and teach their position in contrast to both sides. So Jesus institutes the office of the ministry, and people are called to serve through the church. But the ministry doesn't come from the church. And Jesus is the head of his body, the church, which doesn't come out of the ministry. Both ministry and church have Jesus as Lord, and neither can exist without the other. And Jesus calls them to receive the gospel, live the gospel, and mutually support each other and work together to the glory of God and for the good of the world. This means that Lutheran churches can choose the organizational structures that best relate the three components together for their time and their place. The Lutheran churches that began because of migration in another country often adapt their structures to the new situation. Those Lutheran churches that have stayed in a country for hundreds of years will have histories of organizational change. As the Christian church continues into the 21st century with the issues before it, some of which are organizational or financial, we can remember our ecclesiology. Firstly, that nothing the world can do, or even we do, can destroy the Christian church. And secondly, we can seek the Holy Spirit's wisdom and guidance about how best the church and the ministry are organized in our time and place so that the gospel is still proclaimed, shared, and lived by people who follow Jesus each day. Ecclesiology is always a fascinating discussion to have. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you prayed that your people might be one, and we thank you that all the branches are joined to you, the vine. Help us to trust that you hold us and lead us, who follow you as Lord, to gather around your word so that we might also be drawn closer to each other in word and deed, to the glory of the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.